If you are looking for a drama with a difference, make sure you check out Leonardo. This is shaping up to be an absolutely wonderful drama. It's episode 10 of 13 today. It's on CBBC, the channel, yes, dedicated to kids' programming of the finest caliber. Now, Lisa today makes a startling discovery when she gatecrashes a party to catch a glimpse of a champion sportsman, as the drama series based on the adventures of the teenage Leonardo da Vinci and set in Renaissance Italy continues when the gang find out that Piero is holding an exclusive party for Italy's best charioteer, Giovanni Salvatore. They all want to go. How come I said Salvatore with a Yorkshire accent? I don't know. But Lorenzo, informs that they're far too common to attend, unfortunately. So Mac, Leo and Tom, Lisa, decide to sneak in. Yes, there's a thing there with Tom and Lisa. I won't spoil it for you. No spoilers on this program. Leo and Lisa disguise themselves as servants while Mac poses as a count in order to meet Giovanni himself. But Piero sees through Mac's charade and he is dragged off by Medicini's henchmen. Apologies for all the rather poor pronunciations there, I think. When Lisa hears Piero's voice, she suddenly makes a connection with the shadowy figure she saw in the catacombs and realizes who he is and that he's just dragged Mac off for interrogation. So check out Leonardo, Servant of Florence, episode 10. It's on today, 5:15 on CBBC. That is an awesome channel, by the way. If you're looking for high-quality drama and things, then make sure you do check out CBBC. I've often argued, I think they should give CBBC a bigger budget, quite frankly. But, you know, who knows what they'll do in the future. But I think there's a lot of... There are a lot of things on the channel there, which, you know, should be getting exported all over the world. I do firmly believe that. Anyway, it's a good series. It's also, you know, original, isn't it, Billy? It's original, yes. Okay, so this is the English programme here. We're sort of broadcasting, well, we're not sort of, we are broadcasting from Liverpool, yes. But we're sort of... looking forward to our holiday in Wales. Yes, so never mind the adventures of Leonardo. The adventures of Steve when he goes to Wales. Looking forward to that. A traditional caravanning holiday we're going to have. So more news and information on that as we get it. The bit of info there, I'll just give you a quick mention of the credit. All the info we read on the BBC programmes we get from the official BBC Press Office page. So we didn't sort of sit there writing it out. We got it from the official page, bbc.co.uk/press office. Go there and read everything, what's going on this week and next week. But this is week 24 of the year, and if you go to the BBC Press Office page, you can read the highlights of the programmes for week 24, week 25, week 26, which takes you into July, and there's also information on new things which are coming soon. Impressionism, Life's Too Short, The Royal Bodyguard, The Hour, The Parade's End, Public Enemy, Stolen, Top of the Lake, Touch, White Heat, Brand New Home, Made in Britain, Planet Word, Restoration Home, Saving Haiti, goes on and on. These are all new programmes which are coming in the summer on the Beeb. And the minute we get the info, we shall pass it on to you.